prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Suderstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Adisk, to bring you opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, October 10th, 2014. Good afternoon, Al.
Well, Melody.
I heard and I read earlier today there's legislation out there for kids in this one school district that teachers are not allowed, or what they're trying to do is for the transgender to eliminate males and females, girls and boys. You can't say good morning, girls and boys, or good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be who and you, and they even suggested these weird names that they could
purple penguins.
You saw that too, purple penguins. Yes.
No, I make this stuff up, Melody. I just
purple penguins.
I don't have to see it.
I mean, it's like it's just complete insanity.
I understand that. And I'll tell you another thing. Are we well off? Is the world a better place with a bunch of these transgender children? You know, the fact of the matter is kids don't know what their sexuality is until they get older. And while giving them additional options when they're children, they're given options that 99% of them, or at least 90% of them, would never even consider in a normal world. If you start teaching children that you can be transgender when you're back in first or second grade, should we be surprised if we have more transgender adults? And will this really do us any good? You know, you get into the homosexual community, I've said for years, they allegedly gay. It's one of the saddest, most self-destructive communities in the country. What they are literally doing is screwing each other to death. Their life expectancy is substantially less than that of the heterosexual community, and yet we have schools that are trying to teach children that it's a viable lifestyle choice. And it is no more, it's less viable. We would be more responsible to teach children to smoke Marlboros than we are to teach them that being homosexual is a valid lifestyle choice. It's a good way to die young. And that's what it's. And I'm not saying that people can't be gay. I'm not saying that people shouldn't be gay. But I'm saying it is not an ideal situation, and children, it's irresponsible, criminal, even wicked to teach children that this is a valid choice. Good God. I mean, somewhere along the line, somebody's got to exert some responsibility.
And I wonder at the meetings, in order to get this passed in the school district, how many parents have actually showed up? I mean, it's...
Oh, I doubt that any of them showed
That's
up.
Right.
I doubt that anyone knew what was going on until after it was, you know, accomplished, a fait accompli. And they said, oh, no kidding.
Wow. Anyway, well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We will always say that. Gold today, down 90 cents. It's, you know, $1,223 today, down 90 cents. You have silver down 2 cents at $1,744. You have platinum down 10 at $1,266, and palladium down 9 at $788. The USDX today, the only thing in green, to the upside, 36.36 at $85.90. Crude oil is down just slightly, 0.20 at $85.57. They tried to get the markets up on the day. Let me go ahead and get to that screen right there. You have the Dow, and it reversed at the very end because I was looking. The Dow down 115 points, 16,544. The NASDAQ down 102, another day, almost 2.5%. It's actually a little over 2 1/3 at 42.76, and the S&P down 22, 19.06, and the 10-year yield down 0.02 at 2.31%. If you just go back, the European markets, they're also getting hammered this past month, not including today. You had the Dow only down about 2.5% for the month past. The S&P in the past month was down almost 4%, but the FTSE, 7.16%. The German DAX was down almost 9.5% in a one-month period. France down 8.5% in a one-month period. You have the Hang Seng, that was down about 6.5%. So all the markets, Brazil was down about 5% in 1 month. So I think our markets will be catching up, and I think you're going to continue to have further weakness in these markets. And certainly the information coming out for German, I mean, you had their exports in August drop 5.8% over July. And, of course, more pressure for quantitative easing for the European, from the European Central Bank for the for Europe. So the markets are cracking.
Yeah, some of them are. The paper markets are cracking and
yes,
the rest of that sort of thing. But for example, you know, in the last week, gold a week ago was $1,190.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and today it's $1,200 and change. It's up $35, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Silver last week was $1,686. Silver's up to $1,740 thereabouts right now. We're talking about silver's up, I don't know, 60 cents. 55 cents, something like that, in the last week. Platinum is up from 1220 last week. What is it today? 1255, 1260 today. Platinum is up. Palladium is up from 751 to 782. It's been a good week for the metals. It hasn't been a happy week. It's certainly been a volatile week for the equities. And it's been a good week for metals. And a lot of people think that we did get down and we danced with that 1180 number again on the price of gold, and did not go through it. Instead, started rising again, and you know, it's not perfect proof, but it's evidence that 1180 may be the bottom we're going to see in gold, perhaps in the balance of this lifetime. And if it's true, then it just points to, if you're going to buy low and sell high, now is a good time to be buying.
Yeah, we're running a great little special today. We'll be talking about that. Well, let's go. Just go ahead and do it, and then we can get right into the news. We've been carrying the modern issue special, the 20 silver eagles and the $5 American gold eagle, the 1/10 of an ounce. We've been running that special. So we're going to go back to pre-33 dates, a very similar special. 20 Morgan silver dollars. These are all dated. Most of them will be dated pre-1900. And, of course, the AU $5 Liberty gold piece. And the total price on that package is $1,000, and that includes your shipping costs. So they just need to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
All right. And what's next, Melody? Do we have any news today, or they just shut everything down?
Well, they should shut everything down.
Well,
but,
it is Friday.
It is Friday.
You know, why wait till 5 o'clock?
It's been an explosive week.
Shut it down early and get out there and hit the bars.
It's just been such an explosive week in news and everything that is happening. It's and we're heading into a three-day weekend. And so, there are a lot of things going on. ISIS is ready to overtake a town on the, I believe, the Turkey and Syrian border. It's a very major town. And it just seems anything that the U.S. is involved with is just really not having an impact or an effect.
Well, there was a time when we thought we had the magic touch, and that
I don't.
The time was prior to George W. Bush invading Iraq, right? We thought, ha, 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 we can rule the world and we can, you know, there's nothing that can stop us and get in our way. And in fact, we got bogged down in Iraq and we wound up there for 8.5 years. We thought we had this thing knocked out in 2 weeks and we wound up stuck there for 8.5 years. And now we're back. And the illusion of U.S. military invincibility is no longer intact. We're still the strongest military on earth, no question about it. But our strength has to be backed up with some financial resources. We might have the best tanks, airplanes, and soldiers in the world, but if we don't have the money to pay to haul them from Fort Bragg to whatever hotspot there is in the world, you know, What good are those airplanes, tanks, and soldiers? We are being increasingly caught in a financial bind, and it's just slowly tightening. And we'll watch and see where this goes, but it does not bode well. And it's just like you're saying, the United States has a bunch of problems, and these are not. They may be easily concealed from 90% of the American people, 95% of the American people. They might not see the problem where it's obvious and apparent to them. But the problems are there nonetheless, and it's not apparent. Can't say that we have a way of getting around those problems. They're going to cause some aggravation, annoyance, and perhaps even poverty before they're resolved. So, what's next, Melody?
We can talk about the
about what's making the stock market act so crazy. This is from Yahoo Finance, and they're talking, for this week alone, the Dow Jones Industrial plummeted 272 points on Tuesday, rocketed back up 274 points on Wednesday, and sank more than 330 points on Thursday. Now, today hasn't been bad. They're up, I don't know, 50 points or whatever. October's already recorded 5 days where stocks moved more than 1%. That's as many 1% moves as we saw in the prior 5 months combined. So why are stocks so crazy? Three of the most obvious explanations making rounds on Wall Street. It's October. October is almost by tradition the most volatile month of the year. We've had historically bad days in 1929, 1987, which started the Great Depression, 1987, Black Monday. Second explanation, global concerns. Europe is on the edge of an impending recession. Chinese growth is slowing. Japan is tipping into a recession. That's another line of excuses on this thing. What else? Bad news. All right. Ebola. Wage growth for the U.S. has been almost non-existent. We've had some bad news, and that's also deemed part of the potential explanations for what's happening in the stock market. What do you think is happening in the stock market that explains the volatility we've seen, Melody?
Well, I mean, I think the run-up was, I mean, there wasn't, again, there's no fundamentals underneath the stock market. It was all led by the Federal Reserve. And with quantitative easing dropping, certainly there's concerns. I think everything is just coming to a head. I mean, you could probably sneeze wrong and it could affect the stock market. Because there aren't any fundamentals underneath it, you can pinpoint anything and everything.
Yeah.
And certainly we're coming close to the election.
And it's been brought up artificially in the first place.
That's what I mean.
It's not just that it's not supported by fundamentals. It didn't get to the 17,000 level based on fundamentals.
That's what I meant.
It got there based on stimulus provided by the Federal Reserve.
And so I think, I mean, we have the election. And I've said this from day one. You know, it's an election year. You're going to have a lot of distortions in these markets. I've been told and I've read where they believe that by the end of September, whoever people are going to vote for, they know.
No, you mean November. Oh, you mean October.
No, by the 1st of October, they believe that most of the people know who they're going to vote for. They've already made their decisions. So, you know, that's why I think you see in election year, you begin to see the weakness happen in October because they don't have to keep the numbers as strong as they did before. Heading up into the election. So I think everything is just coming, but we've got problems after the election. You got government only paid through December 11th. You know, this is going to have to be an issue right afterwards. Then we'll have to see who gets elected and see what happens. And again, where are any of these politicians involving this Ebola? Where are they?
I think this has something to do with the candidates for Congress and the Senate, and maybe even at the state level, they understand they are so despised by the people that they apparently have decided the only way to get elected this November is don't appear in public beforehand. They've all just disappeared. They're hoping you'll vote for them without actually, because if they go somewhere, somebody's going to corner them and they're going to make news that's going to detract votes. They're all hiding out. You know, it's like the hole in the wall gang or something. If they come out in public, they'll be penalized. So.
Well, you do know that the gentleman that died in Texas, he did fly through Dulles, Washington Airport. So who knows? Maybe they're afraid to go to Washington, D.C., and, you know, they're staying away, and, you know, in case this is more serious than, you know, what they lead us to believe with this Ebola. And I guess there's a passenger with symptoms quarantined in Las Vegas. There has been... I think I read Dallas. They're concerned about the college football weekend. How is this with the Ebola going to affect the teams, the football?
We're going to have an Ebola bowl.
Are people going to stay home?
Save that into the for the postseason. We can have the Ebola bowl. At whatever city has the most Ebola patients in January, postseason. Rose Bowl, Cotton Bowl, and the Ebola Bowl.
And I
let's
think
take a break. We're about due for. We'll talk more about the Ebola Bowl and other intelligent things in just a moment. Please stay tuned.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family. American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188 for all your gold and silver coin needs. We've got a caller, Dave from Michigan. Hello, Dave. What up?
Hello, comrades. No gender there, right?
Nope.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, you know, we pushed that mission accomplished. We thought it was going to be the end of the war, but... Pardon?
I say this is the no agenda zone.
Right. Neutral.
We've got
gender,
the no spin zone. We have the no agenda zone.
You know,
so what do you got?
When Bush said, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh,
no, you
when
go
Bush
ahead.
Said mission accomplished, we all thought it was going to be the end of the war. And if you look at the military industrial routine, that's what they wanted, the eternal war that goes on forever. You know, you should have all been buying military stock.
No
so, you know, we just misinterpreted it as we were going to have some peace.
Which another mission? Thing that was, we assumed the mission was to win the war in Iraq. Little did we know the real mission was to keep paying for bombs and rockets and airplanes. There's
and
the mission.
Killing innocent American kids and people even over there. And I apologize to the people in the Mideast for what we've done over there, especially the Christians. Don't take it out on American people. You know the people where they live in Washington. They're the people that did this. Secondly, speaking of Washington, I called my Congresswoman Miller today, and I got her secretary and said, hey, look, you get this Ebola under control right now before we all have to deal with the Merck and the Pfizer and Bayer making all these injections they want to put on us. And I said, get it under control, or I says, come election time, I'll vote for every independent I can find. It can be Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, I don't care. It won't be Democrat, it won't be Republican. And I think, you know, we actually need people in Congress that fist fight like they do in Korea. I think if we can't get anything positive out of there, at least we get Friday night fights. They're accomplishing nothing but lining their pockets over there. And, you know, you got to take care of this Ebola. I hear a ship came into Louisiana today and has been quarantined because it came from West Africa. And if we can put 3,000 troops in Africa, how come we can't put 3,000 troops on the border?
I understand that. That's a good point. Melody was talking about one of the airlines is, I didn't see the report myself, but the cleaning crew refused to get on the airplane.
New York.
The cleaning crew refused to get on the airplane that had come from West Africa. He said, fool, not me, Bubba. I'm not going on there without a hazmat suit and rest then. Pilot and the stewardesses, let them clean it up or let the passengers clean it up. And what's the implication? The implication is that the lowly cleaning crews could ultimately decide whether any more planes are coming to the United States from Africa. I guarantee that at some point they can't get those planes. They can't authorize takeoff for those planes if somebody hasn't cleaned them up. Right? So
well,
the janitorial staff says, I'm not going on that plane. You can't fly. Pardon me?
Right.
Well,
like I say, if the bottom rungs of the ladder are missing, you can't use the ladder. And I think that's
exactly right.
You got to take care of this from the ground up.
And the government is supposedly in control, but maybe they're not. Maybe they're not in control. Maybe it doesn't even matter if they're in control. Now, if people just say, uh-uh, I'm not dealing with it. What's going to happen to the people that are handling luggage at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport on planes that are coming from West Africa? How long before the luggage handlers say, uh-uh, not me, Bubba. I'm going home tonight. Well, I don't intend to take a disease home to my wife and kids.
They say TSA doesn't want to stick their hand in their pants anymore.
Well, what can I tell you? It's an ill wind that blows no good, but I get that. But this is now a situation where people, we could shut this down. We don't need Washington's approval.
No.
Just stop cleaning the planes.
Right.
What a world.
Everybody's got to call their Congress rep and tell them, this is it. We've had enough. You want to get reelected? Otherwise it's Libertarian, Communist Party, National Socialist. I mean, we put such a Heinz 57 in there, and like what this David, what's his name, said last week about don't get rid of Obama, and we've got to have people to work together. I love gridlock. The more gridlock there is, the less they get.
Yeah,
43,000 laws were passed last year. Do you know of any of them?
No.
Do you know one law that was passed other than the health care?
Neither does anyone else. What can you do with 43,000 laws, Dave? Who could know them? Anyone in Congress know what all those laws are? Does anyone in the government, how can they be applied except selectively?
Right.
Some smart guys can go through the list of 43,000 laws and he says, aha, this is the way I could get that guy Dave from Michigan.
Right.
Huh? It's insane. It's insane.
Yeah.
And they wonder, why do we have little programs like this that criticize the government and warn that there's trouble in this country? What can you do in a world where they pass 43,000 laws in 1 year? Does that make any sense? And I'm not even sure. Is that a viable? Are you sure of the validity of that statistic, Dave?
Yeah. I've heard that several. I'll have to look it up on the internet, but I did hear that nationwide. That's your local state, and that's
okay, all right.
Congress,
local, fine. I get. Congress couldn't do that.
Yeah.
There's not enough bribes to justify.
They can't get anything done.
Yeah. They'll have enough fault points to do that.
Translates to 1,000 laws a week, which is translates to 200 a day. They'd have to set up a cash register. Just sit there and people come by and it'd be like Walmart. The lobbyists
would have to be working. They couldn't be golfing. What's that?
Lobbyists are standing in line. Putting in, paying their bribe. Next.
Right.
I don't know. Hopefully it becomes nuts.
So anyway, everybody should call their rep in Washington and tell them we've had enough. We're not taking no more. And if they want to, continue on with their good life, they better do something for us.
That's right. And they better do it before the election, because I wouldn't trust these SOBs to do anything after the election that's going to help anybody in this country other than maybe special interests and maybe the big government. American people, they don't care about you.
My question, did you hear the number that it was going to cost the medical care for Duncan in Texas?
No.
About $500,000.
Oh, gee. Wow.
About $500,000.
I hope that guy's got Obamacare. Does Obamacare cover that, Maldi?
I don't know, but I also then read that this family was going to
sue. Well, he got a $6,000 deductible in.
Well, then, all right.
But and then I heard that the family was actually going to sue the hospital for rejecting him from the ER the first time. So here is a guy that gets $500,000 of free medical care after we're forced to pay for ours, and then they get to sue.
It's the American way.
That's if the family lives suspended.
We have the best leak system in the world and the best medical system in the world. And this is just
the
end of it. Okay, I'll let you go. Have a good weekend. But everybody's got to call Washington next Tuesday. You got to put that switchboard just and totally lock it up.
Light them up.
Okay.
Good idea, Dave. Thanks for the call. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. What else, Melody?
That's what we got to do. We got to call, email. You can go to their websites. You can email them, jam them. If you don't have anything to do, just sit there and just do it. And you can call other states, too.
I agree.
You don't have to just call your local in your own state. You can call other states.
Let them understand that the natives are restless.
So,
I'm going to get a drum.
It does
tonight,
work. It
tonight,
can work.
I'm going to build a fire in the backyard, and I'm going to get a drum and start boom, 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 boom.
Well, the seriousness of it, Al, is it can work.
I agree with you. I joke about it, but the reality is it can work, and maybe it even is working. You know, we have roughly 30 days before the election. We got 7 or 4 weeks. You know, we've got a shot. We can actually make a difference, and it can be done right now. Just lean on them. Lean on them. No harm in it. You know, just take the time, send that email, send a letter, make a phone call, whatever. Tell them, look, you better do something. You better stop the influx of Ebola into this country. Stop it.
And we don't care if it's
tell
just...
us that it's not contagious. Show us evidence that it's not contagious and the whole thing has been hyped and there's not really any threat to worry about. One of the two. If the threat is real, stop the influx. That's it. Terminate the planes. Stop the planes from flying from Africa to the United States. I mean, that doesn't guarantee that nobody's going to get in here. That doesn't do that, that's for sure, because people can fly from Africa to Europe and then on to the United States. There's other ways, you know, I mean. But just the same, make an effort. Do more than sit back and wring your hands and hope you can, you know, put on a smile and try to be reelected. Do something! Huh? So what else, Melody?
Well, the UN today warned out what I had mentioned earlier about the ISIS. And the UN came out today and said that thousands of people will be massacred if Kobani falls to the ISIS. And as I said, they're getting awfully close of taking that town over. And it just surprises me, it amazes me, it stuns me that this fighting group of ISIS can actually, you know, seize towns like Kobani and make the forward movement that they have been successful in. It's just surprising. It's
where do they get their financial resources and where do they get the spiritual resources? There's a morale situation where they are allegedly, these people are motivated by their faith there, where they have a high level of morale. Allegedly, the Iraqi military do not. They're just typical government employees that are just working on their pensions. They're not looking for trouble, and therefore they're not going to be successful at defending. The whole thing, there's an imbalance here and a mysterious imbalance. You got to wonder, who is responsible for this? How are they that's as successful as they've been in a relatively short period of time? And it can't just be. This is not just a bunch of guys who were sleeping in tents out in the desert and they said, I know, why don't we invade some country? This isn't what happened here. Something else is going on. Somebody wants this. They're having too much success. It's not just them. The powers that be, or some of the powers that be, want ISIS. They want them. They need the boogeyman. Who knows what they need? But once again, we are apparently being played. And that's what really galls me. If someone would just tell me the truth and I thought I could trust them to do so, I would feel a lot better. I don't care what that truth is. It may be unpleasant, it may be frightening, but I believe we can deal with that truth. What I can't deal with is the persistent lies. I don't have any confidence that anyone in the government is telling me the truth. They're trying to manipulate me. They're trying to hustle me. They're trying to spin me left, right, up or down in order to accomplish some result. And they're just using things like Ebola or ISIS to move me. I'm not the guy who's helping with this. I'm not the guy they're trying that they should be trying to protect from these problems. I'm the guy they're trying to manipulate by hyping these problems. And so are each of you. We're the targets. You understand? That's what's so bothering, that's so troublesome about these lies. In the final analysis, you lie to your enemies. They're not lying to us for our good, for our best interests. Their lies indicate that there's a level of adversity, antagonism, division between the government and the American people that is substantial and at least for now appears to be growing.
Do you know who's really out of touch? Have you seen? Yesterday we mentioned that Obama was in California for a fundraiser with Gwyneth Paltrow, right?
Yeah.
She actually comes out and says that she was one of his biggest fans, if not the biggest. And according to a White House report, she said it would be wonderful if we were able to give this man all the power that he needs to pass. I mean,
it just goes to show you don't need any brains to be an actor.
No, you don't.
All right? That's
no,
not
you
a
don't.
Requirement.
I mean, it's like
this is a visual media. This is a visual media. If you look the part, good. Hire him. That's all you got to do is look the part.
Just
you don't need to know anything.
Recite your lines.
I understand.
I mean, it's like, oh my gosh. But the scary part is how many people think like her.
I don't think there's that many. The scary part relative to Gwyneth Paltrow is the idea that she'd say this in public. She's got to know she's in a terrible minority right now. I mean, there's only maybe a quarter of the people in the United States still have a positive opinion of Obama. 44-45% think he's as much trouble as we can expect to find. And the balance, another 25%, 30%, they are kind of in the middle. But there aren't many people who will agree with Gwyneth, and it's surprising that she would take the risk of making some of these statements in public, because doesn't she have an agent? Isn't there anyone around to warn her that you've just lost probably $1 million, $2 million off your next movie? The people are going to treat her like Hanoi Jane before this is done. It's not good for business, you understand? She should at least have a little respect for her own income, but apparently not. If she really thinks that I admire her passion, I guess if that's what she truly believes, but there's a place for prudence in this world. Even I, Melody, exercise a little prudence. There's some things I might
really?
Say under, and under certain circumstances that I don't say on the radio. Even I get that. Gwyneth, you should be getting it too. Let's take a break for some more commercial announcements. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. What's the special du jour again, Melody?
It is 20 Morgan silver dollars dated pre-1900. The majority of them are pre-1900, some late 1870s, 1880s, 1890s. Very nice condition coins. And an AU, almost uncirculated, $5 Liberty gold piece. And it includes shipping, and your total package is $1,000 for 20 of the circulated Morgan silver dollars dated pre-1900 and the AU $5 Liberty gold piece. Those are also pre-1933s. They're actually, you know, up to and including 1907. For a total of $1,000, they can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And also visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com.
All right, we've got a caller, Joe from Arkansas. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yeah, since you
What's
were talking
for
about
us,
ISIS.
Joe?
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, since you were talking about ISIS, I wanted to pass on something I heard recently from a man from Iran who told me something about ISIS. And he seems to be in some kind of position to know. He was a very successful businessman in Iran, ran some multi-million dollar enterprises there, now living in Arkansas here. And an old Texas cotton farmer once told me that an expert is somebody that's over 100 miles from home, so he definitely qualifies as an expert on that point. And he said that the United States government is helping ISIS, and he thinks that the American government is going to allow ISIS to take over the American embassy in Baghdad. And he said that he's married to an American woman, and he said that his wife's brother was in the American military when Jimmy Carter was president, and that he was in the American embassy in Tehran when it was attacked by the Iranians that took American hostages. And he said that his wife's brother told them that the military people in the American embassy in Tehran wanted to defend the place, but that they got a telephone call from Jimmy Carter, who told them to stand down and allow the Iranian attackers to take over and take hostages, which they did. And so he thinks that Obama's going to tell whoever might defend the American embassy in Baghdad to do about the same thing. And he also said that he thinks that ISIS is going to take over Iran. And he said that the people that ISIS hates the most are the Shiite Muslims, that the ISIS guys are Sunni, and that they hate the Shiite Muslims the most. And that, you know, that the first thing they'll do is you know, wipe out the Shia Muslims and then, you know, devote them to the rest of the world, I guess. And anyway, I thought it was interesting information, and I wanted to pass it on to you and your listeners.
And he thinks that
ISIS is going to do all, be able to do all this because they have the help and support of the American government.
Well, it's interesting because we are allegedly bombing them without great effect, but at least we are allegedly bombing them. And it would be interesting to know for sure who we're bombing. Are we actually killing any of ISIS? If we are, then I don't know. You know, the whole thing is such. This is what's really going on here. It's similar to what we're talking about earlier segment. You and I are the targets in this. Whether they're bombing ISIS or they're not bombing ISIS, ultimately, this is not about ISIS or Iraq or Iran. It's about somehow or another manipulating the opinion of the American people. You and I are the ultimate targets. And that's what bothers me. That's that insight that, you know, irritates, unnerves, disturbs. And where do you get legitimate information, Joe? Do you have any idea?
Well, the best place I get legitimate information is from listening to the radio. You know, I listen to your show, and I listen to a number of other good shows on shortwave radio. And I think you get the most legitimate information there. I'm sure there's some websites. I don't look on the internet as much as I listen to radio, but I'm sure there's a lot of legitimate information on the internet also. But definitely, you do not get legitimate information from the United States government. You do not get it from ABC, CBC, NBC, or from NPR, or from any of the so-called mainstream credible news outlets. Definitely, everything you get there is propaganda to manipulate your opinion.
Why do you suspect that there's a difference in the amount of truth you can get from the mainstream media as compared to the amount of truth you can get from the alternative media programs like this? What do you think is the answer, the explanation for the difference?
I think there's basically two kinds of people in the world. One type is oriented towards the Creator, and they believe in telling the truth as best they can, and doing what's good for all the people as best they know how. And then there's other people oriented towards serving the devil, and they habitually lie and deceive. They try to get their way. They try to always get the advantage over other people by deceiving them, and they always try to get an advantage for themselves by deceiving and cheating and robbing and somehow abusing other people, and they think that they're going to come out on top that way. And so I think it's because of those two basic different types of people in the world.
I think you're basically on track. The only variation, modification that description I'd provide is it's about the money. The mainstream media, you get into a position on mainstream media and you can get fabulously wealthy. And that means those positions will attract people who will, you know, fight, kick, and die in order to get to that position where they can get all that money. You get into the alternative media and a lot of it is free. It's people that are just trying to communicate ideas they think are true. They might be mistaken, but they're trying to tell the truth, and they're not getting paid to do it. All right? And if they are, they're not receiving enough money where other people are going to try to kick in the doors and take their jobs away, and that gives you an opportunity to be more honest in the alternative media than is probably the case in the mainstream media. Does that make any sense to you, Joe?
That's to a point, but I heard somebody did a study, and what they found was that money makes a person, in fact, I might have heard this from you, that somebody did some kind of study where they found that having more money makes a person happier up to about $75,000 a year. And past that, a person really wasn't any happier, no matter how much more money they got. And so, yeah, I can see that, I would think that these people in the mainstream media, I think they do it for the love of deceiving, for the love of lying, for the love of cheating and taking advantage of other people, for the love of, you know, harming other people so that they think they're benefiting from it. You know, I think they do it mostly for the love of doing that, you know, rather than for the money, because, you know, like this study said, after a certain point, you know, after $75,000 a year apparently is the cutoff point, more money doesn't actually make the person happier. So,
well,
you know, after a point, you wouldn't be doing it for the money. You'd just be doing it for the sheer love of cheating other people to gain for yourself.
Well, and the for the love of power. You can make them jump. You can make them twist, move left or right. It's like touching an electrode to a frog leg, you know, in the biology class. Ooh, look, I made the frog leg jump. Ooh. There's a certain, I'm sure that's a temptation. Whenever you get into any kind of a position where you think you can, you know, you're having some influence. And the more influence you have, the more tempted you may be to take advantage of that influence and exploit that influence rather than use it as a means to educate. In any case, anything else you wanted to add, Joe?
Oh, I think I've said my piece now, and I'll hang up and let you get on with the show. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for your call. Much appreciated. Melody, you're trying to hide out, or you're going to suggest...
Now, I did get an email, and we were talking about Gwyneth Paltrow earlier. It also, she believes that the molecules in water behave differently depending on the words or music being expressed around it.
Well, it sounds, if we can judge from what we're hearing, it sounds that Obama, sounds like Obama has locked up the kooks, and he's got the kooks voting for Obama. All right, the kooks, the mystics, the psychics. He's there in Obama's camp now. What about the other 99% of us?
I don't know.
That's a little less.
But also,
clear.
I got a comment in from Murray, and I agree with him. He says he doesn't see ISIS taking over Iran. Iran is a nation about 90 million, supported by both Russia and China, and so he doesn't think that that's possible. I agree that I believe the ISIS is possibly being funded by the government, and I think it has a lot to do with Syria. But
well, I don't think ISIS is being funded by Syria. They've been attacked.
I said government, meaning our government. Yeah. But I think it is to get into Syria and finish the deal with Assad. That's why.
Well, originally, the whole thing has just turned into what? I agree that ISIS is not going to take over Iran anytime soon.
No.
But they could go in there as guerrillas, and they could destabilize that country significantly. I mean, they could go in as Viet Cong went into South Vietnam. The North Vietnamese went into South Vietnam. And, you know, you can raise a lot of heck. A handful of people setting off bombs, blowing up bridges, whatever. They can raise a lot of trouble for Iran, but I don't believe they're going to take over Iran anytime soon. I don't see that as happening. I don't think they could. And I think the comment that Iran has support from both Russia and China, I just don't see Iran falling anytime soon. But they could be irritated, could be hassled. Anything else, Melody?
Nope.
Okay, thank TGIF then. We've got 4 minutes to go. Shall we just lock it down or shall we? Huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, I don't think
you didn't expect me to say that.
No, I did not. I did not. I didn't think you were being serious. I'm tempted to take you at your word, just shut off the communication here. But I didn't think.
Let's talk a little bit about gold. Greenspan. He's letting. You know, we always knew Greenspan was an advocate of gold. I mean, he wrote his thesis on gold, and it was interesting because. You know, we always thought that Alan Greenspan pretty much sold his soul to the Federal Reserve and to, you know, create the problems that we had. And I was actually, someone else told me one time that they thought that he intentionally did it because he planned all along that this would bring attention to gold. So I think he more or less sold his soul, but...
I've heard that argument that he was planning all along. He was promoting the fiat currency, knowing that it would ultimately destroy the fiat currency, and then we'd all return to gold. I've heard that story. I don't believe it.
I don't either, because we would be in gold by now if that was his plan.
It didn't work. It didn't work. And the fact that he quit If that was his plan, why did he surrender the role of chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve? Why did he give that up? Because I don't imagine that Ben Bernanke's decided to follow his lead. I don't imagine that Ben Bernanke is also a secret admirer of gold, working day and night to try to get gold restored as our currency in this country. You know, there are a lot of people who talk, we've talked over the years about the possibility of restoring a gold-based currency in this country. And the problem with that is this. How are we going to have a gold-based currency if we don't have any gold? There are more than a few reports and strong suspicions and some evidence to support the idea that the government of the United States has sold off. We allegedly have 8,200 tons in the U.S. Treasury. But there are people who believe that the government has actually sold off most of that. It might be that there's only a few hundred tons left, and this may be why we couldn't satisfy Germany's request when they said we'd like our gold back. We'd like 300 tons of gold back, and we told them it's going to take 7 years to get 300 tons. That makes no sense unless we're out of gold. And if we are out of gold, how can we have a gold-backed currency? It's not possible. You know, we're going to have another fiat currency, or we're going to have an international currency if there's going to be a gold-based currency. If the gold has been sold, we don't know if that's true or false, but there's good reasons to suppose it has been. And if the gold has been sold and or leased out of the U.S. Treasury and is no longer available, we have to ask ourselves why. Was the reason just because the government is desperate and they say, oh my gosh, we've got to do anything we can, even if we have to sell our gold in order to hold the system together? Were they just desperate? Or did they say, get rid of that gold, and then we can't possibly have a gold-based monetary system when the fiat dollar finally, inevitably collapses? I don't have an answer for those questions, but we'll consider them more in the future. Melody and I are going to buzz off now. We'll be back on Monday, and thank all of you for listening. We'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, may the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, Frank, the producer. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? But still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dream, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd go around and have a ball. Money, always sunny in a rich man's world.